Nathan's in now to talk sport again. Hi there, Nathan.
Kia ora.
Now, you've got an update on the Champions League football. What's been happening?
The footballing world is gripped by this one. This is the UEFA League Champions League second final. So this is to get into the final, which happens in a few weeks' time. PSG, one of the glamour clubs of the world, one of the huge wage clubs of the world, one of the all-star sides, losing to Dortmund, Borussia Dortmund there from Germany. Borussia Dortmund won the first leg 1-0, currently 75 minutes gone. They lead the second leg 1-0. So right now on aggregate, Dortmund goes through because it's 2-0. So it was Hummels getting ahead early on. So yes,
okay.
There's some interesting
despite
things
the fancy name and all the trimmings.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, you've also spoken, well, we talked about this a little earlier with the Olympic surfer, New Zealand Olympic surfer, Billy Stearman.
Earlier on, we found out they're doing a great thing, that they're doing their surfing, not in France, they're doing it in Paris, and they get to do that and then go and hang out for 4 weeks. 4 days up in France towards the end. The surf break, Teo Hupo, is in Tahiti. And I said to him, why are you surfing all the way down in Tahiti?
Tahiti's part of French Polynesia, and also it's a spectacle of surfing, you know. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. It's one of the most scariest waves on the planet, and I think it's going to showcase surfing in an awesome way. And yeah, there is a lot of waves in Paris on the beach breaks and stuff like that over there, but it is summer over there for the games. So normally, if you're following the surf or if you're chasing swells, it's normally the winter where the swells are. So Tahiti will be winter, even though it'll be still warm. The waves will be big and scary, and hopefully we'll be able to put on a show for everyone. That's scary. I just actually did a trip over there 2 weeks ago for some practice and some training. They can get up to like 3-4 meters high, and it's not really the height of those waves over there, it's more the thickness and the power of them. It comes out of this like deep water trench out the back and kind of folds onto this real shallow dry reef, coral reef break, and it's really small playing field. So yeah, there's a lot of factors to worry about.
Yes, 3 or 4 metres tall, very thick, right out in the middle of the ocean. Go for it.
With a coral reef just hovering below, waiting to cut you to shreds. No,
yes.
That sounds great. And he does get to go to Paris afterwards
as well.
So he's covering. So he's winning on some levels. Let's just hope
indeed.
He also wins out there on the water. Thank you very much for that, Nathan.